In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3, God says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessings on your descendants." It's Sharathon on American Family Radio. Help us rejoice in God's promise to pour out His Spirit. Call now and partner with AFR at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. Just like Silas, singing with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out?
That's a great song, isn't it?
When did you record that?
Well... You know, I had this pollen thing going on. I didn't think I was going to make it into the studio that day, but I don't know.
You got yourself some liquid crystal and it cleared everything.
I did. I don't advocate it. It's not for everybody. Right. A little liquid crystal with some lemon.
Yes.
Can go a long way in helping you sing better.
Good to know.
Okay. All that we just talked about the last 30 seconds was fake news, people.
Yes, absolutely.
It's fake news. Brent Creeley, our producer, do you know the name of that song and who sang it, the one we just played? Parcel song?
Pour Out Your Spirit by Thrive Worship.
Thrive Worship. Well, I'd like to hear some other stuff that Thrive Worship does, because that's dynamite right there.
Yes.
So they're not a, they're a, they're like Hillsong or something like that, or who are they? Do you know anything about them?
Yes, sir. They're kind of like Hillsong.
Okay. They're known for their praise music.
Right, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you got.
What am I doing?
Microphone a little closer. That's why we're getting a little echo.
Oh, okay. All right.
A little echocardiogram.
Sharathon on American Family Radio. That's what you're listening to. It's Sharathon on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and Ray, raised in Kansas City. We're in Tupelo. And now in studio with us is Steve Paisley Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
And I got to say, Steve, you have brought the Paisley this
week.
He's
bringing the Paisley
Sharathon
today.
I know.
Every day is actual Paisley.
Wednesday wasn't. Tuesday was. Wednesday was not. Listen, we got guests here, and there's expectations.
They expect Steve Paisley Jordahl to actually have Paisley on.
Ray, are you able to see this?
Steve. I can see it, and you are rocking the Paisley today.
Yeah. Steve's keeping Paisley alive.
It's almost like, single-handedly.
He's like the Casey Kasem of fashion.
There you go.
You know, he's just going to keep those oldies but goodies coming.
Absolutely.
Paisley heretofore was not worn much.
Duly noted. All right, Sharathon it is on American Family Radio. We got 1 hour, less than 1 hour to go in this $150,000 match or challenge, I should say.
Goes right till noon Central Time.
Yes, so call in and make your gift count for more than it does. I'm stuck right there. I don't know what to say. Anyway, we ask you to help us meet this $150,000 challenge. I'll just say that. And here's the phone number to call and be as generous as you can. And listen, folks, if you want to, if some people give stocks.
Yeah.
We do that. Some people.
You might want to wait a day or two for that.
That's a good point, Steve.
Until things settle down.
Although, if you buy in low, we'll take them low, and then we'll wait on them to get high. No, we don't hold stock here. That's kind of a ministry policy. I'm just saying that, and some people are making gifts in honor or in memory of someone.
Yes.
That happens too here at American Family Radio.
I had somebody very interesting. Somebody emailed to our general email address here, I think the comments at AFA.net, and it's a Marine, current Marine or former Marine, retired Marine, I'm not sure, but he suggested, he meant it to come to me, so it was forwarded to me. And he said that we should challenge the Marines out there, the Marine Corps birth in 1775, and he suggested some form of 1775, either $17.75 or $175 or $1,775.
Keep going.
Yes, keep going. So that's just an example of the kinds of things that people do when they give that makes it more personal for them.
Yeah. Let me get the phone number, and then Steve can comment. We go to Ray. Here's the phone number to call us and reach our folks who are here to answer the phones to take your calls with your pledge, your gift, your donation to American Family Radio. The phone number to reach us here is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. We're about a little under seven hours away from closing down the Share-a-thon for this spring. So get on board. Let us hear from you. We're at $2.8 million, and we're hoping to be to $4 million by the time we close out Share-a-thon. $4 million or over $4 million, which would be about what we've done the last three or four Share-a-thons. Steve, you were going to say?
Well, yeah, I was just going to ask Ed if that Marine happened to mention or know that if you're a Marine out there and you don't give, we're going to send the drill instructor you had at basic to your house to visit you.
Oh, you just sent him into a PTSD or whatever.
PTSD.
PTSD.
One of those syndromes.
Yes.
Happened right there. It's flashback.
Yes.
Flashback to your drill sergeant.
Splashback.
Splashback. Hey, listen.
Splashback.
Never gets the job
done.
Say?
Did I say splashback?
I
meant flashback.
I'm sorry. I was texting.
Splashback is behind the sink.
All right. Hey, Ray. What's your devotion on today?
From Genesis chapter 4, where in the days of Cain, just before the flood, things were so difficult, so bad, so awful. I mean, God destroyed the whole world because of Cain and his descendants. And it says in that day, at the end, after Cain killed Abel, and it just seemed like the world was going down, down, down. Adam knew his wife Eve, had another boy, had Seth. Seth gave birth to Enosh. And it says, Tim, in those days, men began to call on the name of the Lord. You know, that's the kind of verse you might skip over. But just this much, friends, in those days, in those dark days, in those days when the followers of Cain were running wild, building a culture apart from God. In those days, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Everywhere I go, Tim, everywhere I go, people ask me and want to talk about, are we on the brink of revival? You know, I don't know. I don't know, but I think maybe. Well, you see signs everywhere, especially among the young people. And get this, on the college campuses around America, something is stirring. God's up to something. So that's why I love the theme of the spring Share-a-thon, pour out your spirit. That's biblical. That's what we need. And I think you can join us. You can join us in that prayer. You can join us by saying, Lord, do what you've done other places, do in me. We hope you're going to make a gift to American Family Radio. We want to be part of what God is doing in Amen. America and around the world. And here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. We're coming down to the end of our $150,000 challenge. It ends at the top of the hour. Friends, we believe in a miracle-working God. We believe God can wake up his church. He can change the world today. We're praying he's going to do it. Help us. Make a call right now, 877-616-2396. Oh, Lord, as you've done in days past, please, we pray, do it again. Pour out your spirit in our day.
And just to add something to what you were saying, Ray, not that it needs anything added, but I saw an email this week from Barna Research. George Barna does a lot of research on trends, especially religious trends in America. And he said that the percentage of people who claim to have a personal relationship with Jesus that is important to them has gone up significantly over the last couple of years, driven by young people. I thought that was very encouraging information. So, folks, God is doing something, even when it looks a little bit, you know, maybe grim. God is still working behind the scenes. 877-616-2396 is the number to call if you want to give to our spring Share-a-thon. It's the final day of our Spring Charathon, 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net.
Indeed.
Steve?
Yesterday, the House of Representatives passed a bill called the No Rogue Rulings Act. California Representative Daryl Issa is the main sponsor of this thing. And basically, they are telling, making a bill that, if passed, would keep the courts, keep an individual federal judge at the lowest court level from doing these nationwide injunctions. At least 15 nationwide injunctions have been levied against the Trump administration. And to their credit, they have addressed all of them. The Supreme Court kind of waited on this, but really it needs congressional action if it's going to be something that's going to stick. I don't like the report, but it's probably dead on arrival in the Senate because they have to get 60 votes to pass it, but you never know.
Listen, this is Congress's constitutional authority at play here. The Constitution gives to Congress the authority to create the federal judiciary and set it up. That's why we have the system we have with federal district judges and then appellate court and then the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Congress set that up, and Congress can change it. And Congress can, I didn't know this till about 10 years ago, Congress can actually pass a law and say the federal judiciary is not allowed to weigh in on this. They can actually restrict the authority of the federal courts on particular issues.
Because the court's job is to interpret the law.
Right.
Congress's job is to make the law. So
yes.
Congress says the law says this, and the court kind of presumes that.
Yeah. So anyway, you're probably right about the Senate, but it is good to see that the House recognizes what needs to be changed. And maybe one day we can get a bipartisan appreciation for the fact that some of these federal judges are way over their constitutional responsibility.
Bless your heart, Ed.
What's that?
Bless your heart, brother.
I'm optimistic.
I like your positive spirit. Bipartisanship on the way.
I deserve that one.
Ed's holding out hope, brother. I know. I like people who think that way.
Yes, you know, positive thinkers.
Yes.
The other way to go about it would be the Supreme Court to
right.
rule.
Yes,
yeah. they can rein in their lower courts.
Hey, we're getting calls from across America.
For
Charathon. I just want to thank some folks who've called in. David from Borger, Texas. These are people who called in the last half hour. So Mark and Elizabeth from Salina, Kansas. Ricky in Pontotoc, Mississippi. You know where that is, don't you, Ed?
No.
Anyway, so Ed doesn't know where Pontotoc, Mississippi is.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I've heard it's a great town.
All right. Olga in Pecos, Texas. Daniel in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Home of Walmart.
Yeah, and a lot of other, yes. But Tommy in Abilene, Texas. Lloyd in Jacksonville, Arkansas. And Yuli in Gulf Shores, Alabama. And she's in Gulf Shores or Yuli. I don't know if that's Yuli. Is check and see if their condo's free for sometime in July, because Alice and I would like to go down, and we wouldn't mind taking advantage of our listeners if that's possible.
If the Lord lays it upon their heart,
right. That's right.
We don't want to
that's
steal
right.
their
no,
blessing.
No, I'm not asking for it.
Right.
Do I sound like I'm asking for a free beach condo?
Listen,
I don't
sound
like
steal
that.
Someone's blessing.
May the Lord pour their spirit out on them.
I just want to go down to the Gulf of America. Is there anything wrong with that?
No. In fact, that's something that we encourage everyone to do.
All right. You're listening to Charathon on American Family Radio. Let's hear from one of our listeners here.
Hello, this is Brandon in Bentonville, Virginia, and I feel incredibly blessed to have discovered American Family Radio, in which I believe that God introduced into my life during the pandemic. While searching for truthful insights on the radio, I stumbled upon AFR, and then only found myself seeking God's Word. As a police officer, I spend most of my time on the road and find comfort in listening to AFR during my daily travels. And it's had a profound impact on my way of thinking. AFR has introduced me to stand up and for the truth and righteousness, and I feel a calling to serve the Lord and spread His message. I've recently joined a local Baptist church with my wife, where we're raising our three sons with Christian values. I want to express my gratitude for all that this ministry is doing, and I feel divinely inspired to share my testimony, praying that this ministry will continue to expand its reach to new listeners. May we remain faithful stewards to God's blessings, recognizing that forgiveness is humanity's greatest need. And may God's people discover the truth of salvation through His Word, a gift made possible by Jesus our Savior. Thank you, and God bless you.
Amen. Listen, we say this every share-a-thon, but it's the absolute truth. We here at American Family Radio love listener testimonies. Tim has mentioned, in fact, he's mentioned it this week. A lot of times, we're on this side of the microphone, so to speak. We don't really know what's happening on the other side. We don't know if people's lives are being touched. And it, you know, with the kind of issues we deal with, sometimes it can get a little bit discouraging. But when we hear these listener testimonies, we know that God is using this ministry. And by using this ministry, I'm not just talking about the people on the air. I'm talking about all the people who function as a team and a family here at American Family Radio and American Family Association. We all work together to fulfill the mission and the vision to which God has called us. And listen, it is one of the things that we love the most about Share-a-thon. And this is the last day of our spring Share-a-thon. And so we encourage you and ask you to pray about it and be as generous as you can. And here's the number to call. It is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. I haven't mentioned our premium options for Spring Share-a-thon in a while. Here it is for a one-time gift of $150 or more. We certainly appreciate the or more. You will receive a book written by Stephen McDowell titled The Bible, Divine or Human. Or if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will not only receive the book by Stephen McDowell, but also the AFR embossed Padfolio. I'm not sure who came up with that name, but I like it. It is just a cover for a pad, a little notepad that you might take notes at church, but it zips up so you can keep some stuff in there safe and secure, and it is a nice soft black cover with AFR, American Family Radio, embossed on the front. You can, if you become a Great Commission partner, you get the book and the Padfolio, you can show it off at church. It can become a thing of pride. You know,
that's biblical.
Yes, you can brag about it. You can make fun of those who didn't get one. So whatever the flesh leads, whatever you're right. led to do. So anyway, that's our premium options for you for Spring Share-a-thon.
Indeed.
You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's 11:23 Central Time here in the good old U.S. of A. And we thank you for listening to American Family Radio wherever you may be across the country. We have 100, I don't know exactly how many stations we have, 160. Anyway, somewhere between 160 and 170. And we are in 30-something states on American Family Radio. You might ask, well, Tim, aren't you the president of the ministry? Don't you even know how many radio stations you own?
You've got people.
Yes, and they feed me that information because I'm thinking about other more important things. you know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So are you looking for how many stations
I'm looking,
we own, Ed?
Yeah.
Through the flip book?
Okay. AFR currently holds the license for 166 stations.
Okay.
That includes 106 that are in the talk format, and then 60, which is the hybrid format, which includes some music. You get JJ and John in the mornings. And so 166 stations. This doesn't
say,
have the
I
number
say,
of states.
I want to say it's like 36 states or something like that. We looked
I think
that
that's
up.
Right, yeah.
Does the hybrid version have a lower carbon footprint of our?
We strive, Steve, thank you for bringing that up. We strive to be carbon neutral here. We fail pretty miserably. We have like a popcorn machine. We have a
popcorn machine put out a lot of carbon emissions?
Well, it's unnecessary. We have snack machines. That's using up electricity.
Well,
that if the,
I'll just tell you this. If the popcorn machine is putting out carbon emissions, then I don't care about global warming. Okay? Because my popcorn is a priority in my life.
That's right. Fair. Your coffee. Right? And my Diet Coke. My Diet Coke.
Your Diet Coke. Yeah. Your Diet Coke causes carbon emissions or global warming.
It's just too bad.
So be it.
Too bad.
Somebody else has to cut back somewhere, right?
That's right. Let China come back, cut back.
All right. By the way, Ray, are you done traveling for the year?
I wish.
30 states.
30. 30 states.
See, we have people who do that.
Yes. Jessica Huckabee came in and told us. She should know.
Yes.
She makes sure we're complying with the FCC.
Right.
All the time. So 30 states. So how many stations in 30 states, Ed?
166 stations in 30 states.
Okay.
In this here great land in which we live.
20 to go.
20, yeah.
States.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Ray, are you done traveling? You got some more speaking
engagements? I feel like I've traveled through 30 states in the last 3 weeks.
Right.
I'm kind of halfway in between, and then in about 8 days, I guess it's a week from today, heading up to Montana. We got kids and grandkids in Montana, and then flying from Missoula, Montana to Harrisburg, PA. And let me just tell you, if you want to go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, you should never start in Missoula, Montana. Just never do that.
There's probably going to still be snow in Montana this time of year, isn't there?
Yes, there is snow. And you got a puddle jump across the country to get to Harrisburg. I'm speaking at a banquet there for Word of Life. And in Lancaster, Amish country there.
All right.
And then home for a couple of weeks, then to Columbus, Ohio, another banquet there. Then off, I'm at home. No travel for the rest of the month of May. So,
well, I have noticed that the Lord leads you, air quotes, he leads you during the winter months to go up north, down south.
Down to Florida.
And during the summer, spring and summer months, you seem to go up north a little bit more. It's wonderful that God is so considerate.
Well, God taken revenge. It's been very cold in Kansas City where he's been.
Yes, so that's
exactly right. Ever since the Super Bowl, the weather has just been nuts. We've gotten Philadelphia's weather here in Kansas City. I can't really explain this. Right?
Well, Super Bowls have consequences.
They do. Thank you very much. That's
right. All right. Well, we thank you for listening to American Family Radio, whatever your weather may be. It's springtime here in the Southland. It's a beautiful day, and it is across most of the country. I saw that, but in fact, the Masters Golf Tournament starting today in Augusta, Georgia, and it's beautiful weather.
Jack Nicklaus started it off, was one of the honorary starters.
Yes, he and
Tom Watson
and Gary Player, legends in the world of golf. Well, folks, we are impacting lives all across America. We're wanting, you know, if you had to say what's the big picture, Ed, talking to why we're here, we want to impact people's lives. Number one, for Christ, for their own personal spiritual journey, right?
But absolutely.
But number two, we want to impact that. You know, it's a domino effect. If people have their lives changed by Jesus, they're going to care about others, and they're going to care about what happens to our country.
Right.
You know, because we don't want to – we are the number one – talk about exports and imports.
Yes.
Okay, if you want to put it in that terminology, Ray, the United States of America has been the number one exporter of Christianity, true biblical Christianity, than any other country in the world by far.
By far. The modern missionary movement that we talk about. I mean, we've sent out tens of thousands of missionaries to South America, to Asia, to Europe, to Africa, and a large part of what is going on in the world today, it has happened because those missionaries went out spreading the good word of Jesus.
Let me make an observation, and you tell me if you think I'm right or not. Ray, you can comment first, and then. So, if it's true that Christianity, still into this day, is spread across the world more by Americans than any other country in the world. And I'm not saying that braggadociously. We are the third largest, most populated. So we should be a big player. But in terms of spreading the message of Christ around the globe, but doesn't that stand to reason if you also believe in spiritual warfare?
Right.
That there is a spiritual warfare. So Satan doesn't want the gospel spread.
Right.
And shared. You follow me?
He would be attacking the U.S.
I'm tracking. Are you tracking with me? As my son Wesley, he always says, are you tracking with me? So does that make sense that we would be in a spiritual war that's covering our country?
I think it not only explains a lot that happens to America as a nation, it certainly explains what happens in local churches, that the devil hates it when a local church gets a burden for a nation, for a people group, when a local church is sending out their own, the best and the brightest they have to the ends of the earth. Satan hates that. He's going to fight back.
Is that what the Bible teaches?
Sure. I think it's absolutely right that a great deal that happens in the world is because of spiritual warfare, counterattack, if you want to say it that way, counterattack from Satan and his demons.
But, Ed, you talk to people about something like this, a lot, especially non-believers, they think you're talking about, you know, hobbits and
right.
Leprechauns.
Yeah. Leprechauns and unicorns, and they think you're talking about stuff that maybe that's not real.
Yeah, well, the Bible also says that the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. Now, 1,000 years ago, of course, everybody believed in the spiritual realm, probably 500 years ago. But one of the tricks of the enemy is...
Who's the enemy?
The devil and his kingdom of darkness, fallen angels. We call them demons. One of his tricks is to use the general beliefs of a people and twist those in order to keep them blinded. So after what's called the Great Enlightenment that upheld human wisdom as being the most important thing for humanity's future, the devil kind of changed tactics. And instead of being as successful in getting people to worship idols or to think that there were spirits in trees and in the fields, he got them to disbelieve completely in the spiritual realm. And the Bible says that the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving. So the problem starts in the human heart. That's where unbelief resides. The reason I say that is because that's where faith will arise. People believe in their hearts that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he was crucified, that he rose again on the third day. But that's also the place where unbelief resides. And so the mind defends that unbelief. And so part of what we do, folks, here at American Family Radio is, as Tim mentioned earlier, we not only talk about what's happening, we talk about what's happening in this country and around the world from a Christian perspective. So we are exposing the lies of the enemy and pointing people to the truth of the scripture and pointing people to faith in Jesus Christ, because the experience is almost universal that when people have their hearts changed by the gospel, their minds change frequently about these kinds of cultural issues. That happened to me when I became a Christian. I immediately knew that abortion was wrong. When I was in college, I supported abortion. When I became a Christian, without having to think of the reasons why, I thought, that's wrong. That's wrong, because my heart was changed. My mind began to follow along with it. So that's why we're doing what we're doing here during our spring share-a-thon. And we are asking you to give to this ministry, to keep that ministry that we were just describing going. And the number to call is 877-616-2396 to give to our spring share-a-thon. It is the last day of our spring share-a-thon. We started on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today, our last day. 877-616-2396.
I've got an idea for a theme for the rest of share-a-thon. With respect
better than the one we've got.
Well, I'm just, no, I just wanted to add on to it.
Oh, okay. All right.
People want to say, I would say go big or go home. You know what I'm saying?
I've heard that somewhere
go
before.
Big or go. So if you want to give to American Family Radio, we say
go big or go home.
Right. That, but you think that sounds too presumptuous?
It's
not sure.
Does it sound too worldly? I don't know.
What came in second place?
let's consider some different options.
I'll scratch it. Okay,
go big or go home.
I'll go back to the drawing board.
It sounds like you wouldn't accept a small gift or donation.
Big. That's exactly what it
said. I didn't say what big. I didn't define big.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
I just said go big or go home.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I'll keep up coming up with ideas, and y'all tell me whether.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We did this challenge yesterday. Okay. So, folks, if you don't like that theme that Tim just gave,
Hang on. Okay, I'm sorry.
If you don't like it,
go big or go
then
home.
Then give now 877-616-2396. If you do like Tim's idea for the theme, then give now.
That's right.
At 877-616-2396.
Heads I win, tails you lose. That's
right.
And if you're looking for some liquid crystal.
Yes.
Okay.
Some liquid crystal.
We're going to bottle us up some liquid crystal and offer it next Share-a-thon.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
The healing power.
Be careful, Ed.
Yes.
All right. So you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. What do you got, Steve?
You know, there's political feuds that we all know about, and one of them is between the Trump family and the McCain family. You might recall
Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah, just about. You might recall
Senator John McCain.
He marched down to the well of the House and put his thumb down on Obamacare. He's the one that allowed it to pass. And there's
he stopped it from being. That kind of thing.
Yeah, but and there's allegedly some things that President Trump said about John McCain that weren't as good. And Meghan McCain, John McCain's daughter, is kind of in this. She was not a fan of the president. Well, things are maybe changing. I want you to hear from Meghan McCain and what's been going on. Cut 9.
Right after Christmas, Ben got a text message from somebody in the White House, and it was like, the president has a message for Meghan. And I was like, what's a message? And he wrote me a really lovely letter, signed a tweet with like a really nice note on it. It was a tweet I said about the Panama Canal, that I thought his stance on the Panama Canal was really important, and I do think we should take it back. And he was totally right. And he signed it and said, like, thank you, Meghan. I don't remember exactly what he said. Like, thank you, Meghan. Thank you for your support. Good luck from President Trump or something like that. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, well, that's crazy. Yeah. I remember being like, wow, that feels like kind of a little bit of a peace offering. We had like messages sent through channels. They're very positive from the president to me. Yeah. And I was like, this is like wild. And then I asked Tulsi and she was like, you know, he almost died. Like, he's almost assassinated. He almost died. He had his, like, ear blown off or, you know, whatever. And not just her, but many people around him have told me that, like, he has a different worldview right now.
Ear blown off or whatever. That's an odd way to describe it, a near assassination.
Some people did something.
Some people.
Ear blown off or whatever.
I think she's one of those people that is a speed talker. And so she got to that, and she just wanted to go back. Past it.
The bottom line of what she's talking about is that President Trump was making an overture to her and complimenting her and being nice to her, despite the fact that they had been in a verbal war in the past. That's what she's saying. And that the assassination attempt changed him is what people say who've been around here for a long time. Am I right?
Yes. I think that's a lot of people, and we're seeing it, and this is an action of making up with the McCain family, with Meghan in particular. But a lot of people say, and we've seen the difference, he seems a lot more relaxed.
Yeah.
Trump?
Yeah.
Tim.
Then the first term, he...
I can't tell it. The guy's a... like an Energizer bunny.
Oh, no. He's.
I'm not saying he's lazy.
Yeah,
he's sleepy. Nope. He's just not as
You said relaxed.
He's just not as combative. You look at him at the White House stuff with the press, he'll joke around with the press as much as he'll bag on him and everything. So I don't know. I just see a different Donald Trump than that first.
I'm not looking at Tim right now. he's walking in unbelief.
I'm not saying. I don't know President Trump enough to know how much it changed him. the assassination attempt.
Right.
But he's the same person to me. He's always been. He's very, well, very energetic. Say,
Your personality, it's very difficult to change your personality. He is physically and emotionally a force of nature. I don't know how much sleep he gets. He's, for his age, extremely busy and active. But your perspective on life, I think, can change. And I think that's what Meghan McCain was saying and Tulsi Gabbard and others, that his perspective on life has changed somewhat. So his personality, his physical constitution isn't going to change. But I would think that being that close to an assassination would make you be more reflective and maybe stop and smell the roses a little bit. Although, to your point, he probably doesn't stop much at all to smell roses or anything
unless they're on the golf course.
Yeah,
which case he might. But he listen, like you said, a force of nature. I've never seen anything like it.
Me either.
How old are you? How old are you, Ray? If I can ask.
72.
Okay, you're just a young whippersnapper.
He's pretty active.
Yeah. Well, according to this. Huh?
Ray's pretty active.
Yeah, but I'm a youngster compared to Mr. Trump.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Trump's 79.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you imagine me at 79 and being in the Oval Office, Ray? How about that one?
No. Can I imagine being awake at midnight or 1?
Right.
Yeah. Whenever, he's tweeting like 24 hours.
I know. I don't know when he sleeps.
Listen, incredible. I'm not sure I can imagine being 79 and being in my own office.
Oh, that's right.
At the house.
Much less the Oval Office.
I could be a 79 going, where is my office?
That's right.
But he's like
show me to the rocking chair.
79 years old.
And he's, I don't know, we even didn't know if he's joking around, but he was talking about a third term.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, 78, he just started his second term, and now he's going, yeah, give me a third term.
Yeah, that's the personality thing.
He did say he likes to work. He said,
"Yes." I
mean, he enjoys the day to day grind, which a lot of people want to say. Well, I enjoy the day to day grind, but there is a time I'd like to see it end.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't seem to end for him.
Right? He digs it. So
yeah.
To borrow from the '70s. All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. You want to reset what we're doing here, Ed?
Absolutely. It is our spring share-a-thon. The theme is Pour Your Spirit Out. That comes from a verse that our staff chose when they were praying about the theme, Isaiah 44, verse 3. This mm-hmm. is from the English Standard Version. And God obviously speaking through the prophet, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." So it's the last day of our spring share-a-thon. We are encouraging our listeners and supporters to continue, either start or continue giving to American Family Radio. You can do that by calling this number, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can give online at afr.net. Our Spring Share-a-thon premium options are as follows. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a book written by Stephen McDowell. The title is The Bible, Divine or Human. The subtitle on the front says Evidence of Biblical Infallibility and Support for Building Your Life and Nation on Biblical Truth. Or you can become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. If you do that, you will receive the book by Stephen McDowell and the AFR embossed padfolio.
Padfolio,
yes,
people.
Yes, sir. You got a nice cover for a pad that you might take to church for notes or jot down a few thoughts here and there. It is a nice soft cover, zips up, and it has the AFR, American Family Radio, logo on it as an embossed logo. So the number to call if you want to give to our Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. Again, this is the final day of Share-a-thon, as Tim said
earlier. Right, we don't want to browbeat you.
Yeah, don't want to browbeat you.
We don't want to browbeat you.
But calling all procrastinators.
Right.
You've been waiting.
Right.
Today's your day.
Right.
877-616-2396.
You ever been browbeaten, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I'm married.
Ooh. That came out before you thought about it, because I saw your face and lips move, I thought, what?
As opposed to my wife, your wife, Heather, listens.
Yes, she does.
You've got some splaining to do, Lucy. Splaining.
I love you, Heather.
See, in a moment of weakness.
Yeah. He really does love
Steve
you.
Steve speaks the truth.
Said the quiet part out loud.
In a world where Steve sleeps on the couch.
Bada boom.
Indeed.
You want to clean that one up, Steve?
I love you, Heather.
There you go. Okay. Clean up. Steve was talking metaphorically.
Clean up in studio two. Clean up in studio two.
I shouldn't have. I just led Steve right into that, didn't
I? Yeah, you did, but it wasn't hard.
No.
He fell into it hard.
He was quick. He was quick with the answer.
Nice knowing you, pal.
I might need a couple days off.
I think
here.
The Bible says something about that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it says something about it.
We don't want to preach on that
scripture
right now. Do we move on, Ed?
Yeah, I'd say move on, because I was about to fall into the trap of throwing some fuel on the fire. Okay. Let's take our losses and move on.
Let's go big or go home. Okay. You're listening to American Family Radio Share-a-thon. So I'm about to thank folks who've called in the last
And then minutes. I think we ought to have a listener testimony.
Well, let's do that first.
Okay.
Anyone do that first? Go ahead, Brent.
Hi, this is Lisa from McKinney, Texas. Man, I don't even know where to start. I have been a listener to AFR for over a decade and a monthly supporter for many years. And the entire organization, AFA and AFR, have been so integral in my life, especially when my late husband was battling stage 4 gallbladder cancer. I would call into shows, and so many of the programs would actually pray with me and for me, and that brought me so much comfort. And when my husband went into his eternal glory at the end of 2019, the pandemic hit right after that, and the world was shut down, and I felt so alone, except that I still had my AFR app on from the time I woke up throughout the day, and just having that encouragement and building my faith meant the world to me in a time that was so dark in so many other ways. Thank you for doing so much to help us, the remnant that's still out there, and to spread the love of Jesus Christ. I hope you have a blessed day.
Wow.
That's humbling.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, that's humbling
to
hear that God used American Family Radio to help that dear sister through some very trying times. And we know it's the Spirit of God using AFR, just like he uses people at church or a neighbor who's a caring Christian. The Word of God does not return back void, and God will encourage the brokenhearted.
Amen. Yep. All right, let me thank some folks here, and Steve, you can thank. Steve, why don't you start, and then I'll pick up where you drop.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mary from Maxton, North Carolina, and Debbie from Hoyt, Kansas. John called in from Grove City, Ohio, as did Janice from Paris, Tennessee.
And we want to thank Susan and Everton, Arkansas, Scarlett in Lumberton, Texas, Jay in Britt, Iowa, Maxine has called in from Sunbury, Ohio, Nancy in Batesville, Mississippi, and Robert in Romance, Arkansas.
Romance, Arkansas.
Hey, Carol in Hickory, North Carolina as well. We truly are, as I say often, American Family Radio, Ray. You hear all these states I'm calling out?
Yeah, I hear them.
Yeah.
By the way, where is Romance, Arkansas? I love that. What a great
Let me look that one up.
And then also there's another Arkansas town I'm looking at, Maryland, from, looks like Tontitown, Arkansas. That's a very unique name.
What's the name?
Tontitown. Tontitown. We got callers from North Carolina, from Texas, from Georgia, from Kansas. We got folks calling in from all
over.
Okay,
so I'm opening up Romance, Arkansas in my Google Maps. It's an unincorporated town.
Oh, all right.
Is it a town if it's unincorporated? I don't know. Okay.
A community?
Sure.
It's Wow.
Just up the road from Floyd, Arkansas.
Not sure.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, it's north of Conway, like north of northeast of Conway, by Greenbrier in BB. Ed, you know where BB is,
sure.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. North of Jacksonville and Cabot and all that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's beautiful countryside, by the way, that part.
Yeah.
Part of the state of Arkansas. You're listening to you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and as Ed said earlier, and I said earlier, it's time for the Procrastinators Club to convene.
Yes.
Okay. If you've been waiting and waiting, this is the last day of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio for the spring. So we're going to close out a Share-a-thon at 6 o'clock this afternoon on AFR Central Time. So under 7 hours now. And we want to make sure that we include your contribution in our final tally. Our hope and our goal is to be over $4 million by the time we have to, end Share-a-thon. And so we're at almost 2.9 right now. So we're getting there.
Almost getting there. We're going to need some folks to come through.
Yes, we're going to need a push.
3/4 of the way there.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to need a push. We're going to need some folks to call in who haven't already. And so we want to thank, and we have been thanking everybody who, somebody had to give on Tuesday and Wednesday to get us to this point.
Right.
And all those folks who've helped us since Tuesday and Wednesday by calling in your pledge, or maybe you mailed in your pledge prior to Share-a-thon. Some people do that as well. We want to thank you for doing that. And we're just calling on those last-minute shoppers out there to make sure they give to American Family Radio. So I'm going to give you the phone number. And you call in, and if you don't call in and you haven't given, I would just say let your conscience be your guide.
Well, I'm sorry to inform you that you will not be getting a tax refund this year.
Or a bad folio.
Or a bad folio.
No, listen, we're only kidding around because we understand times are tough for some people.
Yes.
Some people, like we had a lady listening who commented earlier, she lives in a nursing home.
Yeah,
and she's on a fixed income. Well, she may not be able to give at all.
Right.
Or if she can, she can give maybe $10 or $20 a month. There are some people like that. Then there's some people, God's blessed, with a lot of money, and they're looking for somebody, some ministry they can trust. Well, we're it. We're one of them. We're not the only one, but we're a ministry you can trust to make the most of your donations to carry out our promotion of the kingdom of God.
Right.
Amen? So here's the phone number to call us, 877-616-2396. You can call us right now and make your gift, donation, or pledge by calling 877-616-2396. Again, toll free, 877-616-2396. Or go online to AFR.net. This is the American Family Radio Share-a-thon Spring. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today's Thursday, so it's the last day. We won't be doing this again till the fall. Till October. Steve, what do you got over there?
You know, Ray, are you a fan of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
You know, I haven't had it. I used to be. Used to live on it.
Yeah.
College,
it's
seminary.
It's called KFC.
It's KFC. You can revisit your youth if you want, because okay. KFC has introduced a new fried chicken flavored toothpaste. Just what you want to have
in
the morning.
Disgusting.
I got questions. I have many questions.
That's
I don't know. Extra crispy or original?
I mean, what's next? Krispy Kreme flavored?
Ooh.
Okay, now, I'm good with that.
I have no
issues with Krispy Kreme.
That I do retract that, because that is a little bit more in line with the kind of minty taste of toothpaste anyway.
Right.
But Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's gross.
They're selling out. The 2.1 ounce tube,
$13. There's no hope for our country.
That's right. We're gone.
If
Kentucky Fried Chicken toothpaste is selling out,
it's over.
It's over. Tariff or none. No tariff. Is that real? You're pulling our leg.
Is that really?
Are you pulling our leg or our wing, Steve?
Well played.
But a boom.
Nice boom. Huh?
Well, apparently the idea started out as an April Fool's joke. They even dropped something on Instagram on April 1st. However, they went with it.
So Kentucky KFC selling this?
Where do you go to get it?
The drive-through line?
No,
I
don't know.
With your baked beans and your probably breast of chicken?
Probably
online. Throw some toothpaste in there?
They are collaborating with the Oral healthcare brand Hismile. Hismile.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh,
well, that makes sense. Hismile?
Hismile.
They're all over the world. Huh?
I mean, what's next? KFC? Cheeseburger?
Listen, as I say often, that falls under the category of, quote, it's just wrong.
It's on many levels.
Some things, as our founding father said, are self-evident.
Yes.
And Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's right. It's self-evident.
Yes.
They got other flavors. This Hismile. They got gummy bears, orange soda, pina colada, and the Simpsons purple squishy toothpaste.
What is that?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I mean, what's next?
So you're saying to us that there's a company that makes toothpaste that is now offering all these flavors.
That's correct. Well, yes, but KFC is collaborating with them. Okay. They made a deal with them.
And it's called Hismile?
Hismile.
All right, what was the other flavors again? Run through them.
Gummy bear.
Oh, hold on a second. I need to judge those.
You need to digest this.
Gummy bears? I don't eat gummy bears.
I love gummy bears.
That's for kids.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Gummy bears?
Let me just tell you. No, I'm talking about
the little rubbery thing?
Yeah.
That's how I get my vitamin C, my vitamin D, with gummy bears. I told my wife, you get anything in gummy bear form, I'll eat it.
Okay.
All right.
There were not a lot
Do you really get your vitamin C through a gummy bear?
I mean, I eat oranges and stuff like that, but yeah. I do take the gummy bears as well.
There's not a lot of things in Madagascar that were like American brand stuff, but we could get gummy bears over there. A lot of gummy bears.
What's the next flavor?
Orange soda.
I don't know. You know what? I could use that.
Maybe I might do the orange soda.
Pina colada? That's kind of a coconut.
I don't even know what that is.
We got a lot of Baptists.
Yeah,
a lot of Baptists in our audience.
A lot of Baptists.
I don't even think you're supposed to mention PC.
We don't even know what that
radio.
Is.
Radio. They don't even know what that is.
Well, we've already mentioned liquid crystal. So
Baptists don't know what pina coladas are unless they're alone on vacation.
That's right. Here we go.
Wow. I just want to apologize.
I've watched enough of
Call if you like that. Call if you don't like that.
That's right. I just want to apologize to all the potential Baptist givers and donors.
That's right. We still love you.
Yeah. How come the thing went down from 2.9 to 2.7?
They've already given.
There are people giving.
They can't take it back.
That's right.
It's too late now.
So is that it? Is that the end of the flavors?
Well, no, there's whatever the Simpsons purple squishy toothpaste is.
A lot of questions about that.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like the good old fashioned spearmint or whatever you get.
Yeah, peppermint. Or something.
Peppermint.
How boring is that?
Huh?
Yeah. How boring is that?
I mean, there's just some disgusting flavors. Pickle flavored would be disgusting. Peanut butter would be disgusting because you would brush your teeth
after
something and try to get rid of.
And then feel like you didn't brush your teeth.
I don't know. I think that we've exhausted this topic.
Yeah.
All right, so we got 3 minutes. Let's play one more listener testimony real quick before we go off the air here for this segment of Share-a-thon.
Mike, Ridgeland, Mississippi. I've been listening to AFR since its inception. 4 years ago, my son, who was a deputy sheriff in Madison County, passed away at age 47. And in 2023, my wife of 55 years passed away. The Lord has been good to me, and AFR has been right there with me the whole way, giving me strength and encouragement through the programs that you have in the morning and afternoon at night. The preaching especially has been great. Thank you so much for AFR and for all you do for reaching out with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless.
Lost his son and his wife. The first thing he said is, God's been good to me.
Amen. That is the power of faith right there, and the power of God's Spirit to keep us. Folks, it is Share-a-thon. It continues on 877-616-2396, the number to give. Thank you all for listening. More great programming directly ahead.